It sure does. Well, we're glad you're here. The Lord's here. And this should be a church always where Christ and His people and guests are very welcome in His presence. And so we thank the Lord for that. In the scripture, we're going to adjust since Brother Travis is not here a little bit. Brother Deck and myself, we're going to lead our service today. And we want to mention that it's important to come to worship. Now, you're here today, and some of you have come to worship. Some have come prepared to worship. Others may not know Christ. I don't know whether you do or not personally in relationship with every one of you. But there again, we're glad you're here too. And we really worship Christ only when we come to know Him as Lord and Savior. But it's great you're here if you don't know Jesus as Lord and Savior, because you're in a place where today you can meet Christ Jesus and have a personal experience with Him so you can worship Him in spirit and in truth. But the scripture says over in the book of Psalms, and I might just paraphrase that for just a moment. Well, I'll just read it. Let me turn over to Psalms chapter 139. Here the scripture gives us some scriptures about how we're to come and let God lead us in a time of worship. Psalms 139, verses 23 and 24. This is what the psalmist David did to get his heart ready to do business with God. He says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart, and try me, and know my thoughts. And Lord, see if there's any wicked way within me, and then Lord, lead me in the way everlasting." And that's so important that we see that, and that we acknowledge that. So I want us just to bow our heads and ask God to search our hearts, come clean with anything that might be between you and the Savior to hinder you from worshiping the Lord Jesus Christ today. And as we do that, I want to ask our deacons, and some up the back, Brother Mike, I know you back in the back, but would our deacons just come and stand across the front, and I'm going to ask you to help me in just a moment of prayer. So would y'all just do that, please, with me here at the front. And let's all stand as they're coming and ask the Lord to search our hearts. Just take a few minutes to do that. Lord has laid on your heart. It's not right. Just ask Him to take it away and forgive you of it. Now the great promise of Scripture is if we confess our sins in 1 John 1:9, Jesus is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let's thank God that He's still a prayer-answering and a sin-forgiving God. And Brother Tommy, would you lead us in that prayer of thanksgiving, please, sir? Lord, You've heard our prayer. We thank You that You've cleansed our hearts. And Lord, thank You for these deacons who've come to pray. And Lord, You just invade the service today. Take it over for Your glory. And we'll thank You and we'll praise You and we'll trust You. In Jesus' sweet name we pray. Amen. All right. Thank you. Be seated. Brother Deck's going to lead us in reading Psalms 100. That's in our bulletins. And now we're ready to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Deck, lead us in that.
Let's worship. Psalm 100 says, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and to his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Take your hymnals now, if you will, and let's turn to
some support scripture today that ties to the heart of the message. I'm going to read a couple of verses out of Matthew chapter 16. We've been talking about the Apostle Peter, and Peter made some good choices in life, and you remember also he made some horrible choices in life. And we've been speaking about the fact that the Apostle Peter was sifted like wheat. And we're going to talk about that again in just a few minutes. But in Matthew chapter 16, here's the one that denied the Lord Jesus later three times and went through a horrible time of repentance and a bitter time. But in Matthew's Gospel chapter 16, verses 13 through 20, Peter had a hot temper, but you know, this time he got it right, and he was conscious and sincere about the Lord. Look with me, if you would, in verses 13 through 20. When Jesus came to the borders of Caesarea Philippi, he asked the disciples, saying, "Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" And when there some said, "You're John the Baptist," some said, "Elijah," others, "Jeremiah," one of the prophets, Jesus said unto them, "Who do you say that I am?" Here's old Simon Peter again. And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus said unto him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed it unto you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I say unto you that you are Peter, the little hard rock. And upon this rock," the big, feminine, gigantic rock of the Lord Jesus, is what he's saying, what Greek means there, that rock, "I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bound on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Then charged he his disciples that they should tell no man that Jesus was the Christ. And that ties into the heart of really who Peter was. He had some shortcomings, and had a lot to overcome. But God led him, and he was able to do that. So let's thank God that God is able to use even unusable people sometimes. In our eyes, we think we are unusable, but God can straighten us out and use it. Brother White, lead us in our prayer and ask God to bless our service today, if you would, please, sir. Amen. Brother Deck, lead us in our doxology,
if you would, please, sir.
So if you'd read, look with me in Luke chapter 22, verses 31 through 34. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for you. Now, boy, that's powerful. The Lord said, I prayed for you, that your faith fail not. And when you're converted, which means in the Greek, when you come back to your original state of faith and you understand that you've sinned and you come back off your high horse, so to speak, then strengthen the brethren. And he, that's Peter, said unto him, Lord, I'm ready to go with you, both to prison and even to death. And Jesus said, I tell you, Peter, the cock shall not crow this day before you have denied, shall thrice or three times deny that you even know me. What a powerful passage of Scripture that is. Brother Deck, lead us as we sing on Jordan's stormy banks.